Hey, fellow mathers, thanks for listening to the podcast. Before we get into this episode, have we got some really important information.
Y'all, registration is now open for our Building Powerful Mathematics online workshops. These are the magic, the why, when, how, the details, the experience, making real mathing happen in you and your classroom.
We've got a workshop targeted for your grade level. Whether you teach kindergarten, high school, or anything in between, you can find the best workshop for you at mathisfigureoutable.com/workshops. mathisfigureoutable.com/workshops.
Registration is only open for a short time, so book your spot before it's too late. Now on to the show.
Hey, fellow mathers. Welcome to the podcast where math is figure outable. I'm Pam Harris.
And I'm Kim Montague.
And this episode is a math strat chat episode where we chat about our math strategies. Every Wednesday evening, I throw out a math problem on social media and people from around the world chat about the strategies they use and comment on each other's thinking.
Okay, so this Wednesday, our math problem was 34 times 46. How would you solve this problem? Pause the podcast, solve it any way you want. The problem is 34 times 46.
Bam. All right, I'm going to go first.
Okay, okay.
Because, and this problem.
Because. Because I want to.
Because I want to, pretty much. This problem, my first instinct when I look at 34 times 46 is yuck.
Yeah.
So none of the usual culprits are jumping out to me, except I'm noticing that they are both six, both numbers, 34 and 46, are six away from 40. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking about writing this as 40 minus six for 34 times the quantity 40 plus six for 46. So 40 times 40 is 1600. The insides add out, and then I've got negative 36. So 1600 minus 36, play a little I have you need, is 15, I got to think. 64. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 64. 36, 64. Yep, yep. All right. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking about?
What did you just say?
1,564.
Oh, I thought you said 36, 64. You were talking about the partner. I was like, Okay, I'm with you now.
Read my mind. Don't. It's a scary place in there.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. Mm. We could talk about some partial products. I mean, I could say like 34 times 50 and do a little bit over, but sometimes there's a problem where it just screams like that is so overwhelmingly good. It's like when we talk about the plus 99, like plus 99 is plus 100 minus one. That's just, we wouldn't really, I mean, kids can do whatever they want, right? But we would so heavily nudge the over strategy for plus 99. And I think this is a prime example of a problem that really heavily we would nudge difference of squares. Now, if that's not, you know, where you're at age wise, then okay. But anything less than that at this point for me is like, ho hum. Do I have to have one?
No.
I mean, there are things you could do, but
well, let me tell you what I started playing.
Let's highlight how great it is.
It's so good. Yeah. I started playing because I just like, if I didn't have the difference of perfect squares, what could I do? Or the difference of squares. I shouldn't have said perfect. The difference of squares. I could have thought about 34s.
Yeah.
And I could find two 34s, double that to get four 34s, add those together to get six 34s.
Yeah.
Scale up the 4 times 40, and I'm almost there. That would be 1,360. Yeah. And then I could add the 40 and the 6 together.
Yeah.
I could do that. And that's maybe what I would, you know, if I wasn't already. Because, you know, we might have kids that are 4th, 5th grade that they haven't really thought about.
Sure.
Yeah. Cool. All right. We can't wait to see what you do each week. Join us on Math Strat Chat and let us know how you think about the problems and comment on each other's strategies.
Yeah, we post the problems on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central. So when you answer, tag Pam and use the hashtag Math Strat Chat. Then join us to hear what we're thinking about the problem. We love having you a part of the Math is Figure Outable movement.
Thank you for listening and making math more figure outable. Y'all, Kim and I get so many questions. So many of you are encouraged and excited to teach math, real mathing. And we're doing our best to answer your questions in depth, but we can only do so much on the podcast. But there's so much more.
Where can you learn all the things that you need to make math more figure outable? In our Building Powerful Mathematics online workshops. Find your best fit at mathisfigureoutable.com/workshops.
If you are a pre-K through 12 educator, we have a workshop for you. Here's a bit of a breakdown. If you are pre-K 2, check out Building Addition for Young Learners. Grades 2 and up, Building Powerful Subtraction. Grades 3 and up, Building Powerful Multiplication. Grades 4 and up, Building Powerful Division. Grades 5 and up, Building Powerful Proportional Reasoning. Grades 8 and up, Building Powerful Linear Functions. And our most recent, for everyone, Building Powerful Fractions 1.
You can find the best workshop for you and register at mathisfigureoutable.com/workshops.
Let's change the world together and make math more and more figure outable.